And joining us now for a post-game interview, head coach Andrea Arteria. And congratulations, coach. You guys win in a close game, 51-49 over Garden City.
Thank you.
Coach, you guys struggled offensively to start this game. You were down 13 points in that first quarter. But down the stretch, you outscored them especially in the second quarter, 11-4, only down at halftime, 21-17. Was there something you changed, or did you guys just settle in down the stretch in the first half?
That's a good question. I think Garden City settled down. I think they were running and gunning so fast, and you know, things were going their way, so why would you, you know, take off the gas? But I think they fizzled out just a little bit, which played into our favor because we were a little bit worn down and you know, then we were able to get our wits about us and start to make some things happen. We just needed to get, you know, we had shots, we had looks, and we just needed something to fall, and that finally happened, and we got them. I think that they fouled or something, too, and that helped us out.
Came out pretty well in the third quarter, a little stagnant at the beginning, but throughout the quarter, you outscored them 13-8, and down the stretch, you outscored them 8-2 to take a 36-29 lead into the fourth quarter. Big three-pointer by Hallie Jones.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, Garden City didn't go away. They came back. They got a brief lead. But you guys settled down. You made some key free throws down the stretch. McKee Blackburn, Emma Cornelson. And that fourth quarter, that was a battle.
Yeah, you know, we talk about getting 70% at the free throw line, and we've really struggled through these first three games. And then tonight, when the pressure was on the very most, that's when we hit them. So if we need noisemakers and some kind of pressure to get the girls to hit them in practice to simulate games, then I guess that's what we'll do. But I'll tell you this, I've got the best coaching staff. I say that all the time, but I really do. They're over there feeding me information and telling me things that they see that are open and, you know, hey, let's try this play. And Coach Johnson was one that said, we need to settle down. So when Garden City took that lead, she's like, we need to get ourselves settled down. So we called that timeout and told them, listen, you know, we're still in this game and we need to make sure we take care of our lead when we had it, and just kind of talk through some of that with the youth that we have on our team. But when you have excellent coaches sitting right beside you, this job gets a whole lot easier.
Kaylin King tonight, you guys didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the ball game. Kaylin King comes off the bench. You saw her get more confident yesterday after hitting free throws. She hit a big two-pointer to get you guys on the board. Talk about her effort off the bench as just a freshman.
Wasn't that a fundamental shot fake and jump shot there? And she nailed it. And then, she did great. You know, she's starting to get used to the tempo and getting more confident. She sees things on the bench. And, you know, she didn't get to play as much in that second half, but she was still just as involved in the game. So she's game ready whenever we call her name, and that's what you want, especially from a freshman, to be ready, because she'll see more time on the court.
Hallie Jones, 7 points tonight, 9 rebounds for Hallie Jones.
Holy cow.
She was working the blocks. Talk about her effort on the blocks tonight.
Well, it's funny because I kept yelling at her to block out there at the end of the game because we're in a zone and it's harder when you don't have a man to guard, and we really needed her to. But yeah, she did get some key defensive rebounds there that and you know, she's a competitor and a fighter, and she doesn't like to lose, and she loves to win, and she loves to compete, and she gets our team excited. So her getting those rebounds but hitting some shots finally tonight for her, you know, that was exciting.
Nicole Ruda, Jarek Ruleski, your leading scorers, had combined for 3 points in that first half. Nicole had 13 points in the second half. Jarek had 12, a total of 15, 7 of 8 at the foul line for Jarek Ruleski. Talk about those two guys, players, down the stretch in the second half.
Yeah, Jarek kind of got down, I think, a little bit, not hitting those three-point shots. But if you watch her defensive effort, her defense creates her offense or helps us create some offense. I don't know what her assists were, but she was getting the ball into Nicole and feeding Nicole to get those points that she got. So they're two of our biggest players, two of our key players, but the effort was outstanding. I just so proud of them.
Yeah, you know, and close game that you come out with the win, you know, kind of, you know, last Friday, not so much.
Right.
I think my dad said, he says, you know, you got to learn how to win. Is this one of those games that you can look back on as the season goes on that, man, we were down, we were up, it was back and forth, and we ended up, you know, with the free throws. Is this one of those games that you learned how to win?
Yeah, I thought they were very resilient. I think that's a good word to use for them because you're down. I thought it was 11-0, but 13-0, whatever. And we never lost our focus. We just stayed right in it, fought our way back. And I told him in the locker room after the game, I said, you guys can play with anybody. You know, you were in it with the Foreigners on Thursday, and you beat the 6A school tonight. I mean, they need to believe in themselves and know that they can compete, because now we won. And we've won two games in a row. So just I hope that builds their confidence in knowing that they can now do it and do it together.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, this is a great tournament as far as, you play life prep on the first night. You know, Coronado not so good. Good to get the win. But then you're playing another 6A school. What does that mean going, you know, moving forward against the GWAC, going Colby on Tuesday and Goodland on Friday?
Yeah, I think it's really good for us, because I think we talked about earlier in the week how tall the life prep team was. And, you know, Goodland has their own giants.
Monsters,
I was going to say something else. But, yeah, they have their other their giants too. So we know we can compete with that. And we're starting to take better care of the ball. We're starting to see things open up. There's still some things that we need to work on. But, you know, that's good, because now we have a practice plan. But it's really good, because our league, I think, is very, very tough, and there are some super good coaches. So this should build our confidence, I would hope, going forward.
Well, what I know, I probably should, but I got one more question. I mean, I noticed tonight a little more comfortable with the offense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, working that ball and seeing the open spots and hitting people on the post. With the kickouts and those kind of things. Is that after four games, just being a little more comfortable with the offense, is that going to be something we can look at?
I hope so. We're still not going downhill as much as we want to, which, you know, was good in the end of the game, so we could have some continuity and just run some time off the clock if we would have. But, we're looking at penetrating a little bit, we're penetrating a little bit better, getting the ball into Nicole. There was one time she got the ball on the block, and then she turned and kicked it, had a skip pass out to Jara for a three or somebody out there. So, we're looking at who is open and getting some better. We've had a lot of good looks this tournament. We just need to be able to finish.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight, and good luck next Tuesday. We're not going anywhere, because
we're going to take a 30-second timeout.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout. This is Longhorn Basketball, 10:30 a.m. KBuff.
Sorry, I got excited, man. I got to-